experience, and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Harbin Lumber, good folks. My wife and I were talking last night. First of the year, Harbin Lumber is gonna get back with them, and matter of fact, I'm gonna call Wes today and talk about it. We've got to do some things. Matter of fact, we want to do stuff in the garage with Harbin Lumber. We want to do stuff in our living room, more of the living room with Harbin Lumber. Our cabinets are awesome. Wes is he's the Michelangelo man. He's the true artiste. These guys awesome. We love everything about Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber is a full service lumber yard, installed services. Let them do your decks, your screening porches. Let them do your garage doors, let them do your cabinets. Man, these people are awesome. For you upstate builders, remodelers, and handymen, do not try anybody else. Just give them one chance at a small job. They'll earn the rest of your business. It's my great friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. All right, signing day is coming up. We'll let you know as guys sign whenever we get word of that. But let me let you inside behind the curtains a little bit. Yesterday, my daughter she had a long night the night before. We're trying to get her to take a little nap yesterday, and she lays down, and we're in my engineer sleep bed, just me and her cuddled up, right? My phone, oh my goodness, somebody's sick, somebody passed away, somebody needs my help. My text is vibration just going off, right? Pretty good little text, little thing.
I like your text.
And my little girl, like, she tossed it over. I'm like, how do I stop this thing? Faxon, Sam, and Landon.
I had nothing to do with this one.
Put me on this stinking group text.
This had nothing to do with me.
To where Faxon is kissing Landon's butt because Faxon admires the Utah Jazz, and because Landon's mom was born in Utah or something, that we got to feel like there's a Utah Jazz. So there were 94 text messages yesterday about the stinking Utah Jazz.
I did see that somehow it turned into making fun of the Yankees by the end of it, which was awesome. We got from Utah to the Yankees. We went from across sports, across everything.
But we don't have a life.
No. No. Not at midnight. None of us do, no.
Honest to goodness.
That one I was not a part of, but I did enjoy watching that somehow devolve into Yankee slander. It always gets there.
This is a true story. If someone said, Mickey, right now, for $1 million, tell me the coach of the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, you're out of luck. Player, you're out of luck.
For $1 million, name one player on the Utah Jazz.
Well, I could do that for you.
I'd be phoning a friend. I'd be texting a friend. Stinking Utah Jazz, man.
That's the Landman's team, man. I'm surprised you didn't.
Why do these guys think that I care?
Oh, I have no idea. I was impressed that it got into Yankee slander. I mean, it was just completely unrelated. I don't know where it got to, but somehow it turned into Landon making fun of the Yankees. That got you involved.
Here's where normally when I get caught in group texts I don't want to be a part of, I stay in them just out of the sheer courtesy. If someone thought enough of me to include it, whatever. Yesterday I stayed into it because I'm not technologically savvy enough to go to say, hey, man, opt me out of this thing. Do you get notifications if you get opted out
of a group tech, like a group chat?
Yeah,
I just leave the group chat.
How do we leave it?
Just get up out of it.
You don't know how to leave the group chat?
You click leave. No. You click the button at the top, and then you go down. You click leave.
All right, I got to get out of there.
What was the last? Yeah, if Clemson ends up playing their bowl game in Yankee Stadium, I'm not sure I could watch. And you said you're so used to your team losing in Yankee Stadium, it shook you.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Texter says, I could name you 10 for the 98 Utah Jazz, but zero from this year. That's right.
There you go. Kevin Love may have been playing in 1998, the way he's been around, so he's still on that team.
Unbelievable. Let me get Delvin, who's been very, very patient with us. Hey, Delvin, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Lori Marketing.
That is correct.
He played for Utah, but he might be traded for Utah, so he can't technically say he with the Utah Jazz anymore.
Never heard of her.
Ding, ding, ding.
Never heard of her.
It's a dude who played at Arizona in college.
Yeah, never heard of her.
Mick, what do you think about the story about John Grass taking Mick Cohn with him to Sanford and Wilson? I think Will and Drew Sweeney might go with him too as well. What do you think about that story they were reported last night?
You know, that's a good deal. It's a good deal that Grass gets back into coaching. It goes back to a place that he's very familiar with in the state of Alabama. Mickey Khan's from Alabama. It does good there. Khan's kind of on the hot seat here. It gives him a new lease on life. It gives Will and Drew Sweeney a start in the coaching world a little bit. And other guys probably. You know, I don't know if it's a Cole Stout maybe, if there's other guys in there. And I'll be honest with you now, this is a thought that crossed my mind. You know, he's from the state of Alabama. His assistant coach, at quarterback's coach, is John Grimes, the head coach there. If you're Chris Messina, I think you got to think Sanford maybe a little bit. If you're not going to be the starter here, if they go portal here. So, in a way, thinning the herd a little bit for Clemson's standpoint might be one of the best things that happened to you.
Yeah, I wanted to get your take on that situation about Mickey Khan. So, we know we're looking for a new safeties coach.
Yeah. That was going to happen anyway, but he lands on his feet and still coaches. Good for him, man. Good for him.
Yeah, and he get to be a defensive coordinator, so you never know.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Works out for
everybody. Yeah, Mickey, you talking about Penn State, it looks like me, it might be Terry Smith. And you got to make it up to Terry Smith, too, and start that. I don't know. It looked like it. Or do you go after your favorite coach, Matt Campbell, and say this would be the dream job for him?
This might be it. This might be the one job Matt Campbell would finally take. Might be it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, this might be it. Yeah. Or do they go after your favorite coach, Mark Stoops? I'm just joking.
Mark Stoops, better than Terry Smith, maybe. No. I don't know. Go get you a young coordinator. Hire a young dude somehow, some way. Anyway.
But it's crazy how Kentucky wanted to know who they wanted and got their coach, and California knew who they wanted and got their coach.
Yeah,
stuff.
Kentucky got it in
25 seconds.
Yeah.
And they take Penn State forever. Yeah. They take Penn State forever. But me, this could end up being a Terry Smith situation. Like they go through all this and then Terry Smith. Cause me, can you imagine their recruiting class today? They don't got now. So would you go? How are you gonna go to the podium today? Well, recruiting.
Yeah. Today's signing day. Matter of fact, I got some news here coming up for you. But today is signing day. So Penn State does not have a football coach, and today's signing day.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and part of them got a recruit, so how you go to the podium? What do you say at the podium? Well,
Who goes?
Look forward to February signing day?
Yeah, I guess. Speaking of signing, I got some stuff. Devin, I appreciate the phone call, man.
Yeah, thanks
an awful lot. Sam, you ready for me over there? All right, the first two, actually. With the first signee for Clemson football 2025, Connor Salmon. A wide receiver, Round Hill, Virginia, who played at the Bullis School in Maryland. We have another one there, Mr. Sam. This is a good one. A guy that had been rumored maybe to be looking around a little bit. Shavar Young, cornerback, Knoxville, Tennessee, Webb School of Knoxville. So the first two Tigers are in, and expect a pretty quiet signing day for Clemson. 19, I think, is what they'll sign in the end. And we'll have, mark my words, Sam, we're going to have 16 or 17 before the show ends today. So the first two Tigers are in. Let me get Georgia Greg. Good morning, Georgia Greg. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm good, Mickey. How are you?
Fantastic. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Man, over the years, we've, you know, this signing day, we've always had a lot of conversations about recruits and all.
Yeah.
It's getting to the point where I just kind of throw up my hands. It feels like we're bridesmaids every year to Manning and then Raiola and now Curtis, but it doesn't seem to be as, you know, this happened 10, 15 years ago, I'd be like devastated, but now with the portal and, you know, with the way Gunner turned out this year and probably coming back next year, I guess it's just another day like throw up your hands like, oh, well.
100%. And because if you don't get it done in recruiting now, like for instance, Georgia wide receiver, for some reason, Georgia's wide receiver guys you signed just hadn't been very good. With that said, all you do is just go out and you go in the portal and get some wide receiver guys now. So it doesn't seem as it's not as make or break as it once was.
Yeah, I think we can just keep our focus on our linemen and getting our defense for sure. So we'll be fine this recruiting thing. Second thing I wanted to bring up is the SEC championship this weekend. You know, I don't know. I know you probably hadn't talked much about the Georgia Tech game. I don't know if we just went vanilla because of our freshman center. I don't know how that's going to play out this weekend. I'm a little concerned about our line. So we'll see how that goes. And, you know, it's another, to be honest with you, conference championship. Talking about conference championships is one reason why I'm against Notre Dame. I do feel like Notre Dame has a great I could tell you several teams that have great arguments. The committee really needs to come out and say, this is unique for this year. Yes, a team had played five top 10 teams, has a 3-2 record. Yes, should be considered. But in this year, Notre Dame has a great record, has played great the last nine games, but they're only two big games they lost, has to be considered this year. But anyway, Notre Dame not playing conference championships. The past 2 years Georgia's played in a conference championship has hurt Georgia. 23, we didn't have Bowers and McConkie, who were a huge integral part of our team, especially making big plays. We lose by 3 to Alabama, get knocked out of the playoffs. Last year, we lose our starting quarterback for 2 years. Regardless of how Gunnar Stottman's done this year, he has to start a first game in a playoff. That's not good for us either. The conference championship has hurt us going into the playoffs the past 2 years, including not making one.
It's a great point. And here's the thing about the committee, because I'm getting a lot of texts now about the committee, about rankings and all this stuff. And I forgot, it might have been David Pollack. It was one of the national pundits. This is not an original thought, but I heard someone say yesterday, when it comes to explaining things, when you try to talk around in circles, and try to, because you really, if a lawyer would have these guys on a stand, on trial, like you would go back and make these guys look foolish because some of the things they say, they just contradict themselves over and over and over. And in the end, the next commissioner or the next board chairman or chair of the board or whatever that does this, not commissioner, the next guy who chairs it, needs to come out and just say, you know what, why did you rank this team ahead of the team? Well, we thought they're the better team. That's it. You don't have to say, look at this metric, because what happens is you back yourself into a corner, because the next week when other teams ranked ahead of you, you go, well, now that metric doesn't matter. We're using this metric. Don't do any of that. Just say right now as a committee we got together, we think this team's better right now. Because it's subjective anyway, right? Just say, hey, that's what we think.
And I think they need to make these points out because there's some valid stuff going out there. Texas has a valid point about scheduling. We don't want that as college football fans. We don't want teams to just try and do that, but in converse, Texas has to understand you did have a tough schedule. This is not the year you could go 9-3. This is not the year you could lose to Florida. This is not the year to do that. In other years, you probably could have got in, but this is unique for this year because I don't want the scheduling issue to come up. Conversely, I hate to say it because Notre Dame is playing probably some of the best football in the nation right now, and I think I want them in. I want to see the best teams, but I'm tired of them getting a free pass. I don't want it to continue on like that, so I'm kind of conflicted about them. There's a lot of things to unravel about this year. This would be a year for 16 teams. Last year was not. This would probably be a good year for.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to go the opposite. I think this would be a great year for four teams.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
The other thing, and I'm trying to find the word, but Josh Williams sent me a text about the Georgia Tech game. I'm going to find it. I think he said Georgia's offense looks clumpy, maybe, in Friday's game.
Fair.
That might be the word I'm looking for.
Fair words.
It's just not like it wasn't. I mean, look at it just kind of just clod hopped around there. Stockton 11 of 21 for 70 yards passing. Like, what?
They didn't look like they were in any urgency at all. It felt like, and truthfully, it felt like our defense was playing great, but I'd still would like to see our offense play better.
Maybe that was a reaction to last year's game. You know, maybe that's what it was.
Let me throw this out to you and see what you think. When when a key player goes out, like when Bobo went out, Kirby will hold it close to the vest. He always he will just try, if you have somebody, any part of his integral thing goes out, it seems like Kirby pulls back. I'm just saying, or Bobo, because they really shrunk in the plays. I didn't like them at all. Never threw them first down. Only short throws. Never threw it down the field. I don't know. Didn't seem like he had a lot of time like he usually does. So.
Clunky is what I looked it up. Clunky.
Line, so I don't know.
Good way to say it. Yeah, because it just didn't, you know, Branch didn't do a whole lot and Stock didn't do a whole lot. And I guess the run game was okay. And just like, it's kind of clunky.
Well, and you hate that kind of game going into your nemesis.
But here's the deal. The kryptonite's been found, man. Alabama last week against Auburn. I don't know why Ryan Wins. Has anybody seen that yet? Why did Ryan Wins not play? And Bama, they didn't look anything close to what they've been. And Simpson looks like he's digressed. Bama looks a little bit lost right now. I thought Bama should have lost the football game Saturday night after having a 17-0 lead. So Bama's nowhere near. This didn't have the mystique of a Bama team. I think you guys are going to roll those guys. Of course, I say that every time, but. We'll see. Yeah. Hey, man.
Yeah, you set me up with that every day.
Yeah. Got to run. Appreciate it. Thanks
all right,
a lot.
Bye. Thank you.
RoostersMGC.com. Sam, get in touch with them. They want to help you out. Roosters does an incredible job with hair. I'm looking around right now. Kenna's got good hair. Sam, not so much. Me, I'm terrible.
Huh?
No, your hair's awesome.
That's crazy.
Sam, your hair.
That's crazy work. No.
Sam, you're talented. You got a lot of things. Your hair's not one of them. I've got the worst hair in America. I can't help it. I didn't ask for it, whatever. I'm lucky in a lot of ways, not here. Roosters might can help all of us, though. Roosters MGC. Go get married for me. 7-step facial, the straight razor shave, the back of the neck razor shave, man. That just takes care of it. Get you all tidied up, looking good. Get the app, get the appointment. It's Roosters and RoostersMGC.com. And Sam, because I am behind, I do need to tell you about American Door. Yesterday during the show, I need to check in and see what the phone call looked like. But yesterday during the show, I had a text message from a personal friend that said, "What's your garage door company?" My wife's on top of them. We got to do these. We got to fix this garage door stuff. Gave it to him. I'm sure he called him. I want to see how it went. When repairs have to happen, it's springs, it's chains, it's motors, it's remotes. There's a lot of issues. There's panel replacement. There's a lot in there. We love our great friends at American Door and AmericanDoorMasters.com. Four more Clemson Tigers have signed. We'll tell you who those four are after a very short break.
Looking for expert tree care in the upstate? Call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner for quality tree work and more. Whether it's tree removal, trimming, stump grinding, or storm damage cleanup, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their certified team is committed to making your yard safe and beautiful. And as a proud longtime partner of the Roar, you know Franklin Tree Service is a name you can trust in the upstate. Affordable, reliable, and fully insured. Call Franklin Tree Service today at 864-947-9065.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
When downtime isn't an option, you need a team that knows motors inside and out.
Doug Powell and his team at IMS are knowledgeable, dependable, fast, and always willing to work around our needs. Doug's just a phone call away and always ready with valuable advice.
From repairs to replacements, Industrial Motor Service keeps your operation moving with trusted expertise and responsive service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com today. Industrial Motor Service, keep your power in motion.
Truth is, it's Greer Flooring Center's specialty. In the daily hustle, one thing is certain. You may not always stop to cherish a messy moment, but you will always stop to clean it up. We make that easy. At Greer Flooring Center, we have a great selection of luxury vinyl for active families with kids and pets. We know one day the small things really add up to the biggest. So we invite you to visit our state-of-the-art showrooms. We're in Easley, we're in Greer, and we would love to help you with our knowledgeable and experienced staff members. They're all in the right place, and we can help you at the right prices at Greer Flooring Center.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on Weck. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry, family friendly, and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout where everyone's a regular.
I know what you're going to hear at those holiday parties. Everyone says they'll start after the holidays. And that's exactly why most people never tackle those extra pounds at all. Right now, PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start before the new year with a bonus designed to get you moving now. They're adding 2 free weeks to your program. That means you can ramp up during the holidays and start the new year already working towards your goal. Those 2 free weeks means you won't roll into January feeling behind. PhD's metabolic reset system teaches your body to burn fat first. No drugs, no starvation diets, no endless workouts. Just a smarter, science-based system that fits real life. And when you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to wait. Call PhD Weight Loss today and start 2026 already ahead. 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Did you know that up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If water, moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be damaging your home and your health. Crawl Space Medic Upstate, locally owned by a Clemson Engineering alum, offers honest, certified evaluations that you can trust. Schedule your free inspection today. No gimmicks, no upselling, just clear answers and long-lasting repairs from a team of fellow Tigers at Crawl Space Medic Upstate.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Takes are hot, and the coffee's even hotter.
Hot coffee?
The Mickey Plyler Show is live on The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. We love Engineer Sleep. What a company, man. What a product. And this is family owned. They've been doing these mattresses in the family for generations. And Jay and Dave's orders now run this. They've got an unbelievable deals going on and some great things happening over there now. Hey, the bottom line is if you want Engineer Sleep beds, 333 North Pleasantburg Drive, free local delivery. They'll take your other one off, 100-night sleep trial. And this is the best mattress made. I'm just telling you, I've been talking about Engineer Sleep now for 7 or 8 years. No one's ever complained about it. I always hear great things about it. I would tell you, too, it's time for the second Engineer Sleep mattress, like in the kids' room, the mother-in-law suite, the guest rooms, whatever. Do those. If you already got Engineer Sleep bed at house, you know, how about your lake house, your other house, whatever? Got to have that. Engineer Sleep, the very best in the business. Great time to get and invest in that, engineersleep.com. All right, Sambo. Well, since we came on the air, we announced that Connor Salmon, 4-star wide receiver, Shavar Young, 3-star cornerback. These are on3.com and rivals.com rankings, by the way. I have committed to Clemson. 6 more. So here we go, Sam. Signed with Clemson this morning, Leo Delaney, 4-star offensive lineman, Charlotte, North Carolina, Providence Day School. At 7:03 this morning, tight end Tavion Wilson, Huntington, West Virginia, Huntington High School three-star tight end. At 7:04 this morning, four-star Carter Scruggs, offensive lineman, Leesburg, Virginia, Loudoun County High School. At 7:04 this morning, Braden Riley, four-star linebacker, Cincinnati, Ohio, at the St. Xavier High School. At 7:05 this morning, four-star Polo Anderson, Contavious Anderson, safety, Spartanburg, South Carolina, Dorman High School. And finally, at 7:05, not finally, so far the ones we have, the, what is it, eight that we have so far, 7:05 this morning, Chance Barclay, offensive lineman, Mineola, Florida, the First Academy. So eight Tigers, Salmon, Young, Delaney, Wilson, Scruggs, Riley, Anderson, Barclay, are so far for the Clemson Tigers. Matter of fact, got another one, Sam? At 7:05 this morning as well. Cam Cody, who I want to make sure I've got this right from on3andrivals.com. Three-star defensive tackle signing with Clemson. Savannah, Georgia, Benedictine Military School. So now nine of the expected 19 Clemson Tigers signing. The texter said Matt Luke is doing what? Yeah. Matt Luke is off to a really good start for Clemson football, and I think he's changing the room. He's certainly improving that room. And when it's all said and done today, Clemson will sign, we think, barring anything unforeseen, we think Clemson will sign six offensive linemen. Brandon Wilms from Lawrence, Kansas, Adam Guthrie from Washington, Courthouse, Ohio, Grant Wise from Pace, Florida, and the three he's already signed, Barclay from Orlando, Delaney from Charlotte, and Scruggs from Leesburg, Virginia. So that's what you got so far.
Quite excited to see Matt Luke get his hands in the development area on guys that he has brought in and handpicked.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt about that. Another one this time at 7:07 this morning, Gordon Sellers. Has signed.
That's
he is
one.
A four-star wide receiver out of Providence Day School in Charlotte, North Carolina. Once we get these guys in a little bit, the positions were always one to kind of look at. Clemson has not released like official heights and weights on these guys. That's always interesting to me. It's part of it. Part of it sometimes is the the positions part of it. But I don't see anybody on there that we don't know. A position so far. So, I mean, really, if you think about it, there's no guys like, is he an athlete? Is he a wide receiver? Is he a corner? Is he a safety? Nothing really as far as that goes. So, like, Young is a cornerback right now, and everybody kind of recruited that a little bit too. So, that's where they are. Is that now 10 of the Tigers' 19 signees before 7:08? So 10 guys signed for Clemson so far. 654 Roar. Let me get Scott in Greenville. Scott, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Man, blessed. Very, very blessed.
I hear you. Trying to shake a little cold I've had for about 3 weeks, man. It's whatever the thing is. It won't go away.
Well, I just noticed this, and I told Dr. Martin this. By the way, Dr. Martin's not coming on. He's supposed to be in the segment. He's doing a surgery, season-ending surgery for a Clemson student athlete now. And so, obviously, this is his day job. But I told him this. It's weird that when I had a cold when I was 25, like it lasted one day, and at 57, a cold lasts like a week now. And no one told me that. I don't know why. No one told me that that'd be the case, but that is the case.
So my wife got it and had it, and she couldn't get rid of it. And I told her one Sunday night after church, I said, and I'm so thankful I hadn't got that.
There you go.
Tuesday morning.
Yep.
Here I was. I spoke it into existence, man.
Yep, you did it.
And it won't shake loose, but we're trying to. But anyway, hey, I couldn't understand a lot of it, but because I just had turned you on. But did I hear you say Mickey Conn is gone?
It appears that John Gross is the staffer who is the assistant quarterbacks coach. He was a guy that coached at Jacksonville State for years. He's going to all indications are he's going to be the new head coach at Samford, and that Mickey Conn will go with him, be a defensive coordinator. Conn was on the way out at Clemson, and this is a good landing spot for him.
Yeah.
And so Mickey Kahn will take that. There's thoughts about maybe Will and Drew Sweeney maybe going down, being on that staff. I don't know about
it. So, Mickey.
A Cole Stout,
maybe. Are we breaking up the friends and family?
Well, you know, giving these guys opportunities. You know, these guys get starting their coaching careers.
We didn't get a discount this year, man.
What's that?
We didn't get a discount on the friends and family this year. We got the full-fledged.
Yeah, and that's something that, you know what, there's probably some truth to blame that. I think that's an easy blame, but there might be something to that. It's a lazy blame, whatever. But, I mean, did those guys cost anything? You know, maybe too many cooks in the kitchen, maybe. But
but I think they're too far down the list. Yeah. I think they're too far down the list. I'm looking down the road, and I'm like, I don't know. You know, I don't know. We'll see how it works.
Well, and the other part of it is when you look at I mean, Georgia hires their guys, and Ohio State hires their guys, and Oregon hires their guys. Like, you know, and that's what everybody's kind of doing and getting us – and everybody's saying support staff numbers. Well, I mean, look at Oregon, look at Ohio State, look at Georgia, look at the teams. Alabama's got these massive support staff teams. That's what people do. But when you're losing, it's a pretty easy target. And there might be some truth to it. I don't know how much they cost football games or cost games. I don't know that.
Nah, I don't think.
Yeah, but that's an easy
target. I don't think they cost any of that, but it just – to me, it just didn't look good. But, hey – remember, and I still do, because you guys, I mean, I tell you all the time, you got me through COVID, you've gotten me through the days here, and I'm so thankful for WCCP, because I get to, that's my outlet, getting to talk sports and going to sports. But do you remember when, like, today was like, it was just like Christmas, man, and we would stop what we were doing. I remember taking days off work to keep up with signing day, man.
Oh, yeah.
And you couldn't do that, because that was your job, but... we would, man. I'm taking Wednesday off. First Wednesday in December, we're taking it off. And now it's just like, okay, we got a guy, you know, because it's just.
Well, now you got a guy, and you're thinking, oh, man, we got this guy now. We're going to develop this guy, but he might be in the portal.
Don't know.
Remember when South Carolina signed the linebacker that went to Florida? The guy came in January, and he was in the portal in December. You know, these guys say, you know, it used to be I'm going to spend the next 4 years at a place, and I'm going to spend the next three or 4 years. This guy spent like 9 months at South Carolina.
Yep. Now they say I'm taking my services. They don't even say I'm just going to spend the next 4 years.
Who knows? Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. And the other thing is, now, I will tell you this, Clemson fans are much more excited about news of portal guys now, and I can understand that. I mean, these guys, you know, I think Burroughs is going to play. I think Anderson's going to play, you know, maybe an offensive lineman or two, maybe Sellers. Some of these guys are going to play, but you're going to do much better in the portal as far as immediate impact for next year. And we all know you're trying to build a team now. You know, I mean, you're trying to build, you know, not program building anymore. It's like year to year. Who knows how long these guys stay. So,
hey, what's your thoughts on Riley, man? Because I thought he might get that North Texas job. And now that he has it, I mean, do you think that they're going to part ways, or do you think that – I don't think there's anything else in the firing line as far as lined up for head coaching interviews or anything like that.
Yeah.
For him, what's your thoughts on that?
See, I'm stuck.
I know what I want.
Well, it's a great question. Here's what I'm stuck, though. Is Garrett Riley the reason the offense struggled at times? I don't know. Is it all Garrett Riley? Probably not. Is it some of Garrett Riley? Probably so. But the mistakes that were made, because we were talking this morning, Keanu and I were talking this morning before the show. I mean, the throw that Cade Klubnik made to Antonio Williams on the scramble, what a throw.
Yes.
But then he drops the ball. Now picks it up and scores. But then how about the throw that he missed a wide open Antonio Williams in the end zone with? So or the underthrow to Randall. So, I mean, is that Riley's fault? Is it his responsibility? So how much of this is Garrett Riley? How much of it is Cade Klubnik? And how much of it does he deserve to stay around? I don't know that. I really don't know that. I think we'll know it if he hangs around. I think we'll know it. But maybe, I don't know.
I don't think he's had a healthy offensive line all year to deal with. And when he did have one, we played okay. And I bet you can't. We got a fourth-year, you know, quarterback that is missing wide-open guys that my grandma could have hit if she was out there.
Yeah, and then throws a dime the very next play.
I know, and then but underthrows.
Yeah,
you know, it's underthrowing a lot. So I don't know how much of that. I was just curious your thoughts on him. I don't necessarily care either way. I'm just thankful that. I'm not a huge Cade fan. I'm not a bashing him, but I'm just not a fan. He was what he was.
He's a cute little Labrador puppy. He's a 4-year-old Labrador puppy still. And, you know, Maybe.
Never took that next step, I don't think.
Well, I had old dogs that would pee on the carpet because they couldn't control their kidneys anymore, whatever. Bladder, couldn't control that anymore. But that's what I guess you're turning that now because as a young little puppy peeing on the floor, now here he is 4 years later still peeing on the floor. Like, you just got to stop the boneheaded, crushing, dumb, hand it to the wrong guy, drop the ball, underthrow, like the simplest of simple things, the top clock management. And then the very next play, because it's unbelievable dime he drops in on somebody. So that's, you lived with it, died with it for 3 years here, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt. So hopefully we're moving on. But anyway, all right, dude, just want to get your thoughts. Enjoy the show. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate the phone call. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We do have Gamecocks that have signed. Darius Gray, highly rated offensive lineman, signs with South Carolina this morning. Keenan Britt, linebacker, tight end Caden Ramsey, defensive line Noah Clark, and offensive lineman Anthony Baxter. Those are the five Gamecocks that we know have signed. South Carolina's released those five at this point. Georgia, now I don't have anything on Georgia yet. From their website, but we've got a couple of more Tigers, Mr. Jones. At 7:12 this morning, the 11th signee, Naheem Burrows, from wide receiver, four-star wide receiver from Jacksonville, Florida, at the Bowl School. And looking at this, this will be Clemson's highest-rated signee today. He's ranked number 61 in the country. By the way, Kentavious Anderson, Polo Anderson, number 96 in the country, is their next highest one. So two top 100 guys signed with Clemson so far. At 7:15 this morning, four-star offensive lineman Adam Guthrie from Washington Courthouse, Ohio, Miami Trace High School signs with. Sam, you're an Ohio guy. Where in the world is Washington Courthouse, Ohio?
That's a really good question. I actually don't know.
Don't know that one.
I actually have no idea where that is. We can look that up right now. Washington Courthouse, Ohio?
Yeah. It's
Fayette County, Ohio. That is...
You know who else would know this? The guys at like CNN and Fox News that know like every county in the state, of every state. This is a key voting district. So, Sam, I need you to know that for us. I got to take a break. Texter, by the way, 5999 says, hey, did you pick Clemson to lose the last several games going to Gamecocks? Yeah, I thought South Carolina was going to beat them. He said Louisville and Florida State. Yeah, I thought they were going to lose at Louisville. They're underdogs. By the way, Vegas did too. Vegas had Clemson losing two of those three. I don't know who I picked in the Florida State-Clemson game. I know I picked against Clemson in Louisville. I know I picked against them in South Carolina. As they were underdogs in both. But they went on the road, two underdog games, and they won both of those. Only two times they're underdog the whole year, I think. Hey, Tiger Sports, TigerSports.com. If you're coming to town anytime, for graduation coming up, if you're coming to town for any of the big gymnastics thing that's going on, do it. Stop by Tiger Sports. Both great locations, Tiger Sports, TigerSports.com. If you're a Gamecock fan, Tiger Sports. What are you saying, Mickey? Well, you got to buy for a Clemson fan. Get them a gift card. Do it online. You don't have to step into Clemson. You don't have to come in. You don't have to do any of that stuff. Go online and get it. Tiger Sports and TigerSports.com. 50 years of great service at Tiger Sports. Short break. We'll come back. One more open phone line segment right after this.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
I need a good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom, Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number. One Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider. From the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
QC Kinetics, they're stepping up their mission to tackle joint pain head on, powered by the newest non-surgical procedure advances in the field. Now, this National Physicians Board they've got has added a new injectable compound. It's a remarkable healing compound that reduces inflammation and it supports your body's ability to restore the damaged tissue. It's a powerful add-on to their protocols. No steroids, no narcotics, no surgery. You're going to love this. The results speak for themselves. In a major clinical study of this therapy, 74% of the people with severe knee pain experienced improvements within the first year. 74%. That's real life, real solutions. If you carried the pain too long for you, get in touch with QC Kinetics and have this breakthrough natural treatment help you get rid of that pain. QC Kinetics, real relief naturally. Call today, 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454.
Planning a birthday, graduation, or teen celebration? Host your party at Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Handcrafted pizzas, wings, burgers, and 26 rotating local and craft beer taps, plus gluten-free and vegan options. Join us for weekday happy hours and trivia Thursday nights at 7. It's always a party here. Call ahead or order online. Delivery available at mellowmushroom.com. Visit 1007 Tiger Boulevard and we'll bring the flavor. Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Pizza, beer, and vibes that make every event unforgettable.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings. And we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kay takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kay gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Trail want to talk to you about building for them. Richard Hubble from the Cliff says, being open, honest, without concern for reprisal or reprimand is the most productive means of managing projects. It's much better to have everyone involved working on an issue to come up with the solutions. With Trail, I always felt like I always get their most qualified and professional site superintendents, project managers, and estimators on my projects. There's no question that we're all on the same team with the same goals. I love hearing that. Love seeing that. I love reading what people are saying about them. And what, there's a common denominator through all of these. We work together. There was great communication. The project was done on time. The project was done on budget. Like this time and time again, you see it over and over. Great relationships. Scott Brand of Cargo. Great relationships with Trail. Explain the process to us. The details were explained to us. Scott Mason, Clemson Creative Academy. They took necessary time to answer all of our process, our questions over the process. And they built multiple residential homes, but they've never done construction, commercial construction. He goes, they provided the choice, the clarity they provided for us was a no-brainer. Well, I hear this time and time again. It's the same thing. Trail, T-R-E-H-E-O.com, 800-319-7006. Schedule a consultation with them today at trail.com. All right, let me tell you who the Tigers are waiting on. Right now, there's only seven guys. You've signed 12 so far. Salmon, Young, Delaney, Wilson, Scruggs, Riley, Anderson, Barclay, Cody, Sellers, Burrow, and Guthrie. If you're a Clemson fan, you're waiting on Jackson Reach, a long snapper from Manhattan Beach, California. Right now, it's 4:51 a.m. in California. You're waiting on Brock Bradley out of Birmingham. Right now it's 6:51 in Birmingham. You're waiting on Marcel Gibson from Dallas, cornerback from Dallas. It's 6:51 in Dallas right now. You're waiting on J.R. Hardrick, from South Pittsburgh, Tennessee. I'm not sure if he's on Central or time or what time there. You're waiting on Braden Wilms. He is from Lawrence, Kansas. That it's 6:51 their time right now. And you're waiting on Tate Reynolds. He's in Arizona. Is that Mountain Time or Western Time? I'm not sure. But anyway, it's either 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning there right now. And the only one on the East Coast that you're waiting on right now is Grant Wise out of Pace, Florida, down at Milton High School. Everybody else is in another time zone for Clemson right now. So that's where you are. 12 of the 19 expected signees already signed with Clemson. South Carolina, the latest update on signing day. Gamecocks are at 5. Darius Gray, Keenan Britt, Caden Ramsey, Noah Clark, and Anthony Baxter are the ones that South Carolina has released so far. And another quick Georgia. You know, Georgia's getting ready for SEC championship. Not sure that their media team is ready for all this. But right now, nothing. Oh, signing day. Yes. Okay. I actually now have signing day stuff for Georgia. Bear with me. This is on all access. I don't have all access to Georgia, but they do have signee video Kamari Brooks up. So I've got to find Georgia signing day here now so we can do that. While I look for that, let me get Dave in Simpsonville. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Doing great. I appreciate you letting me in. Hey, you know, now that we've got a vacancy in the quarterback room, and, you know, you can't go tampering, wink, wink, nod, nod. The guy that I really look at over all 12 games this season from other teams is I thought the boy from Troy looked pretty good. I mean, he was a very stoic pocket presence, and he tended to eat us up pretty much. Now, my opinion, I thought that had Troy coaching staff and play calling not shot themselves in the foot there towards the end of the first half, going into halftime, they could have scored and that would have beaten us, I believe. It would have given them a 28-point lead or a 25-point lead, and I don't know that we could have come back. What is your impression of the kid from Troy, that quarterback, and what does his stats look like, and is that somebody that could fit a Garrett Riley, you know, offense? And I'll take it off the air, Mick. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. Goose Crowder, who you're talking about, missed the month of October. Played well early against Clemson, 19-31, 223, one touchdown, but three picks. Then missed. He played the next week against Memphis, and he didn't play again until mid-November. So he missed time. I take it that's with injury. So on the season, Goose Crowder from Troy, 97-156, 1,118 yards, 11 touchdowns, five picks. But the guy that started most of their games this year was Tucker Kilcrease. I think he played against Clemson too. Am I right with saying that? Yeah, he went. He played in the Clemson game, but had a couple of carries, but didn't do anything else there. He actually looked pretty good too. 30 of 39 for 415 yards, five touchdowns, no picks against Texas State. He was nine touchdowns and four picks. They split time, and I think that's an injury thing. I don't keep up with Troy football, but I think Goose Crowder was hurt there. I think you can do better than Goose Crowder. I think Clemson, this is going to surprise some people, but this is going to be – Clemson's going to be in the $2 million range, the $3 million range. Like, they're going to spend money, and that means big time. You're not going to get Goose Crowder. You're going to get big time for that. Texas wants to know, did the commit rumor to flip to Ohio State sign with Clemson? No, I think he's going to sign with Ohio State. He had reached out. He's from Ohio. He had reached out to Ohio State because he wanted to stay closer to home, and it looks like he's going to sign. He's going to sign with Ohio State. But that was like Clemson's third lowest guy. I'm not sure he can play at Ohio State. We'll see. Three Georgia Bulldogs so far. Kamari Brooks, or actually two, Kamari Brooks and Preston Carey. Brooks, outside linebacker from Bogart, Georgia, right there in Athens, and defensive lineman Preston Carey from Bradenton, Florida. Two Georgias has released so far. Hey, I did get the text that Milton, Florida is in the panhandle, so they're on that time as well. So actually, nobody, I think I'm right by saying this, unless Hardwick, I can look where South Pittsburgh is in Tennessee. All the Eastern Coast time guys have signed for Clemson. I think I'm right by saying that. Now you're getting the Central time zone and when they can start signing there and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see there. Waiting on Wise, Reynolds, Wilms, Hardwick, Gibson, Bradley, and Reach are the only seven you're waiting for Clemson. So, got to catch our breath a little bit. Let me see if there's any. Gamecocks had five until we started this segment. They're still at five so far. Gray, Britt, Ramsey, Clark, and Baxter for South Carolina. No major news coming out of there. Pittsburgh is still Eastern time zone, according to a texter. That's the great thing about hosting this radio show. Honest to goodness, I can say this. I've mentioned this many times on the air. What's the circumference of the earth? Circumference of the earth. Somebody will text it in a minute. You're going to have to look it up. I don't know what the circumference of the earth is.
I think South Pittsburgh, Tennessee is central.
You think?
Yeah. Pretty sure that's
central. Texture said east.
Another texture said central. Google, unfortunately, for one texture says central.
All right, central then. So all the East Coast time zone guys.
However, anything Tennessee, Ohio, like all of those, it's kind of weird because they jump around.
Yeah. Texas said he was third in 247. Yeah, he was 17th best commitment for Clemson on three. We're using on three rankings now in rivals because we have Paul Strelo and all that kind of stuff. All right. With that said, Neil Brown takes the North Texas job. Good. I think it's a good hire for North Texas. I like Neil Brown.
Head coaching experience at a P4. For better or worse, right? I mean, you know, it's a good hire. I like it. I think it's a better hire than – I know Garrett Riley's name was in that ring. I think I would rather Neil Brown in this case.
Yeah.
I think you want an established guy after you get the guy that carries you, Morris, up to this level. Yeah. You want an established guy to try to hold it.
Yeah, I can see that. And you know, things are going good. He's an offensive guy. So yeah, that's where we are at that point. Hey, let me tell you about our awesome friends at Patrick's Tax Service, PATTX.com. I was talking to upper management yesterday. By the way, circumference of the earth, 24,901 miles. I was going 30,000, but 24,901 miles, circumference of the earth. The great friends at Patterson Tax Service, I was talking to upper management, and he has family members that are represented by him. I talked to Russell yesterday. It's great things going on there with what they're happening at Patterson Tax Service, and I mentioned that to him. And at the station, we're going to be using them for some stuff. Bottom line is, I know my personal taxes, my business taxes are better. Let them do your tax planning for you. We're only 28 days from a new year. You got 28 days to plan your taxes for next year. Get that done. And then this big, beautiful bill, man, you can save a ton of money. Russell said no-brainer, small businesses, set up a wellness program that's very efficient for you. It's cost-effective for you, and you're going to save a bunch of money and employees make more money. 864-859-8289, PATTX.com. Dane Young kicks off hour three after this.